Hey, everybody. What do you say? What do you know? Welcome to Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco. I am the voice of food for Savannah, Hilton Head Island, Beaufort, Statesboro, St. Simons, Jekyll, you name it, we got it. Especially if it tastes good, right? Been a half a minute since we had a podcast. Our last one, I believe, was right before or right after. I'm not sure. I didn't go back and look. Savannah Food and Wine Festival, the fifth for Savannah, which was a huge success. We had a great time. Ate and drank too much, but that's the name of the game, right? Props to them. I believe it was right after. I do recall saying congratulations to them. Every single event was sold out for Savannah Food and Wine. Can't wait to do it again next year. Speaking of year, we obviously have flipped the calendar into 2018 since our last visit on this podcast. And I want to take a quick second to thank the handful of you that have approached me out on the street and say you love what we're doing here at Eat It and Like It. And I can say we because there is no chance in the world that I do all of this alone. You see my face, you hear my voice, but no, I don't. They're not even close. Do I do this alone? I have the help of a lot of wonderful people. And adding more and more wonderfuler people all the time. We added a content manager in the last few days. We are very excited about that. And we're going to be rolling the snowball up the hill. We got a special treat to discuss with you all this week on the podcast on Shuck It. It's a conversation with a young lady who is part of a budding empire, dare I say it, a pizza empire. If you are familiar with the food truck scene here in Savannah, then you have to know about Big Bon Pizza. If you don't, you should. Big Bon Pizza is just a phenomenal story, really, and phenomenal pizza. Their following is huge. They do pop-ups all over town, it's just a phenomenal product. We're going to talk to Anna Heritage in just a couple of minutes on a special pop-up they're doing of Korean food. They are of Korean descent. And so they're going to do something a little bit different with their pop-up coming up at Alley Cat Lounge. We'll get to that chat that I had with Anna last week in just a second. A few things that I want to throw at you before we get to all of that. I'm hearing fantastic things coming out of Fox and Fig, the plant-based concept over on Troop Square, downtown Savannah. You know, there was a time not all that long ago that we didn't have any real, you know, true vegan type restaurants here in Savannah. We did an episode on that very thing, plant-based food. And not to say that we had to go out of town to find some places, but we left town to find some places. There's a fantastic place called Ethos Vegan Kitchen down in Winter Park in Florida, just outside of Orlando, that we loved. If you saw it on the show, it was great. But since that episode, I'm guessing that was 3 years ago now, a couple have popped up here in Savannah, the latest of which comes from the Foxy Loxy Coffee Fox family, Henny Penny, all of them, dare I say Fox and Friends. And it's called Fox and Fig. It's on Troop Square. You can find out all about them online. They have shot out of a cannon. I mean, you know, it doesn't take Eat It and Like It talking about them to have grown their following. It's a significant deal. And I'll be chatting with those guys on an upcoming podcast. Fox and Fig, it is called. If you're familiar with downtown on Habersham Street, it's where the old Firefly Cafe used to be, right there on Troop Square, right there in the corner. Beautiful scene as the weather starts to warm up. We don't get any more snow blasts here in Southtown. My goodness. Had some fun with that, though. I hope you did as well. Couple other things. Throw on your calendar. Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife is coming up February 8th through the 11th down on Jekyll Island. It is a fantastic time down there. Beachfront. Everybody says, oh, it's waterfront, it's beachfront. No, this is the most literal beachfront, waterfront food festival I have ever been to. The live band sets up on this side of the dunes, and on that side of the dunes is the Atlantic Ocean. So, and all the tents are there with the food and the tastings. You can find out a whole lot more about Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife, or W3, as we have come to call it lately, at whiskeywineandwildlife.com. And the prices are very reasonable. It's an hour and 15-minute drive south of downtown Savannah. It's a great time, a great afternoon, and a beautiful setting. So come on out if you feel so inclined to join us. And then also here locally, you don't have to get in your car and drive too far for Savannah Restaurant Week. January 26th through February the 4th. It always wraps up on Super Bowl Sunday. So if you don't like football, go out to Restaurant Week because all the restaurants will be kind of sort of empty because it's the Super Bowl. So that's your protest. You can have the place to yourself, especially if Jacksonville and like Minnesota wind up playing. They'll end up with 16 viewers outside of Minneapolis and Jacksonville, of course. So I guess there are some Jaguar fans around here because it is kind of a secondary market for them. But we only claim that when they're good. When they're terrible, it's like, yeah, whatever. That's Florida. Fern country, as they like to say around here. Don't get me started on that. So yeah, restaurant weeks, January 26th through February the 4th, three courses, I should say, for $30 at any one of the participating restaurants. Get more information at dining.savannahnow.com. They had, I think, 10 so far, but they're adding to that. They always add them, restaurants sign up for that all throughout January. Take a look at that list a couple of days out from January 26th when they're getting going, and there'll be a huge selection there. It's a great way to access, you know, some of the better restaurants in town. Allure, I know, is on board this year, and, you know, three courses for $30, and it's good food. So you can get out there and eat it and like it. That is all the announcements I have. We're going to take a quick break. Do I have any more announcements? Let me think about that. My memory is horrible. No, I think that's it. As I look around outside and wondering if it's going to snow again. They got snow west of us here, and they've been threatening flurries and stuff. It's like, you know, I enjoyed it for a couple of days, but don't know that I'd want to deal with that foolishness once every 2 weeks, right? No thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Thanks for joining us here on Shuck It and Eat It Like It podcast. On the other side, my chat with Anna Heritage of Big Bon Pizza. And there's a Korean pop-up that's coming up on the 26th. We'll be right back.
Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. We'll return in a moment.
Eat It and Like It is brought to you by Driftaway Cafe's rewards program. You're one step closer to free food every time you eat out. We all know about their award-winning weekend brunches, but when was the last time you paid a visit to B. Matthews Eatery for dinner? For over a decade, B. Matthews has offered up creative dishes without the pretentious price tag. There's a newly remodeled space and service on par with any you will find. Been a while? Then maybe it's time to take a ride down to B. Matthews Eatery for dinner. Open 6 evenings a week, you can find them at the corner of Hammersham and Bay Streets downtown. B. Matthews, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'll see you there.
Have a question you'd like answered on the air? Email us now at tips@eatitandlikeit.com.
Welcome back to Shuck It, an Eat It and Like It podcast. I am Jesse Blanco, and joining me now, we have the honor and the privilege of having a chat with a very successful young lady here in Savannah. If you know the Big Bon ladies, the ladies of Big Bon, I like to call them, they have one of the most popular food trucks in town. It's a pizza truck, and it's fabulous. If you haven't had Big Bon pizza, you need to do so. Her name is Anna Heritage, and she joins us now for the first time ever on Shuck It. How are you, young lady?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Jesse. What an introduction.
Yeah, well, you know, gotta go big or go home, right?
Oh, you're going for it. I love it.
So tell us, for the people who don't know what Big Bon is all about, let's give them a Reader's Digest version of what you ladies have done here for the last year and change.
For sure. So Big Bon Pizza is a wood-fired pizzeria on wheels, and it really has become an experience for people that is more than pizza, which is our whole intention and goal. So we pop up in different places around Savannah with our 4,200 pound wood fired pizza oven and serve pizzas on site. So it's for really pop-up collaborations with different businesses in Savannah. And we also are really getting into the catering scene as well.
Very good. Now, for the people who don't know all the work that goes into, oh, you just show up with the truck and start rolling out dough and make pizzas. I mean, pizza's easy. And tell us how much prep goes into all of your work before you even get to your pop-up site.
Oof, man. The hours that it takes to make the dough, we make all of our own dough. We prep all of our ingredients in our kitchen, and the fire itself, the wood burning oven, has to come up to the correct temperature before we even leave for an event with our truck. So between the wood fired oven, the dough that we make, and that has to be proofed and has to sit for so many hours before it's ready to make into dough balls and into pizzas. It's hours and hours. I should have a number. I don't right now, but it basically is a couple day process to successfully pull off an event on site.
Well, so. For future reference, the correct answer to that question should always be all of the hours. I mean, because I'm sure once you wake up and have coffee, two days out, you're like, okay, what do we have to do? It's not like, you know, oh, I'm going to go shopping this morning and spend the afternoon prepping for my pop-up. It's an all-the-time thing, right?
It really is. Yeah, we have a team right now of three full-timers. It's myself, my mom, Kay, who's the founder, and Luke, who is our pizza chef. So I handle the event production and marketing. Luke is all things pizza, and mom is CEO running the business. So between the three of us, you're so right. It is all hands on deck all the time. We're always thinking pizza. So it's a pretty, it's a lot, and it takes a team to do it well.
Sure.
So.
And you do it well. So we were talking a couple of weeks ago, and you told me that one of the things that you all want to do with Big Bon for 2018 is to kind of diversify your menu a little bit. And you're going to start that with one of your first pop-ups of the year at Alley Cat Lounge. And it's going to be a huge departure from pizza, right?
That's right. So we are going back to our roots. My mom is South Korean. And so we are doing a Korean night pizza night where it's a Korean-only menu, and we're even branching away from the pizza and trying out on Savannah this bibimbap bowl that we're going to be doing. Basically a Big Bon bowl. Big Bon bop bowl, you could say.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it. It's going to be some new flavors that are from our family that we would love to share with everybody.
Now, are these flavors wood fire pizza? I mean, wood fire flavors. How are you preparing these bowls?
So the bibimbap bowl is going to be a beef bowl, and we are actually bringing a hot stove top that we are going to make that beef on site. The pizzas will be wood fired. The veggies are going to be Korean style, so it's going to be a mix of things that are Korean flavors, traditional flavors, but we're infusing our own style onto it. And of course, the pizzas are wood fired, and it's only Korean pizza, so kimchi pizza and spicy chicken bulgogi pizza.
Uh-huh, which is fantastic. So those will be the only two pizzas you're offering. You're not doing double cheese and sausage or anything silly like that?
No, we're not doing any other flavors. So we decided to take a plunge, and it's a bit of a risk because we've never done anything like this before. But we had a meeting with Pila from Alley Cat, and he is so pumped for it. We're really excited.
That's very cool.
This is going to be a good one.
have you done a pop-up there in the alley at Alley Cat yet?
Not yet. This is our first one. Okay. We're really excited. And they're even going to experiment with some Korean inspired drinks as well. So we're really running with this.
Very
which
good.
I'm excited about.
So it's going to be really a party in the lane, as we call them here in Savannah. I don't like to call them an alley. There, that's a negative connotation. It's the gutter. No, we call them a very proper James Oglethorpe lane, right?
That's right.
Yeah. What is it about for those who aren't familiar and might come down there? It's kind of wide open. There's a bank drive through there on one side. So it's not like you're boxed into an enclosed space, and you're about what, 15, 20 yards from Barnard Street there.
That's right. We're right between Barnard and Broughton. So it is just this sweet spot tucked away in historic downtown, which we're pumped about. And the mystery of having to, even the address, we have to tell them, okay, go to this lane between these streets. And we love the mystery of people who maybe have never been to Alley Cat, having to map it, walk over, and really get that full experience from seeing the lights from far away and approaching up to this pop-up. So
very good.
So
that'll be Friday. Is it Friday the 26th?
Yes.
Friday the 26th, what time are you going to get going?
6:30 to 9:30, so it'll be a good time.
Very good, yeah, so come on out, you know, right after work on Friday, you're trying to figure out what you want to do for dinner, stop off in the alley there, the lane at Alley Cat Lounge, and try the all-new, is it fair to say, all-new Korean-only menu from Big Bon Pizza?
That's right.
Very cool. All right. Well, I will be, I'm leaving town for the weekend, but I'm going to make every effort to stop by, on my way out, but good luck with that event. And if I don't get there, that Friday, I will see you at your next one, but I'm sure it's going to be fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much, Jesse. We're so excited.
Very cool. So there you have it. Go out and see the ladies of Big Bon Pizza. Pizzas are just fabulous. Everything they've done so far, I attended a pop-up dinner they did in a partnership with Atlantic last year, which was wonderful. They had scallops in their wood-fired oven. It's just they're really trying to expand on what they're doing, and the pizzas are always going to be fantastic, but they'd like to do some other stuff. So they were even talking about bagels at one point when I was chatting with them a few weeks back, but we'll see. Long way off till 2018 gets some meat on the bone. It's going to be a fabulous year. It's going to be a fabulous year for us here at Eat It and Like It. Hope it is for you as well. We've got so much to talk about in subsequent weeks, and we will be doing so. We took a break for the podcast. I told a young lady that approached me, yeah, we took a couple of months off so that I can figure out what the heck I was doing with this. It comes at you fast. There's a lot of content to get out. Got to streamline it and understand exactly how everything is working. But hope to be back with you every 2 weeks, if not every week, if everything falls into place. But yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be, next thing you know, it'll be St. Patrick's Day. And there'll be bagpipers everywhere. And we'll be talking about corned beef. I don't know. We're out of time. We're out of material. We're out of all of it. Thanks so much for joining us here on Shuck It and Eat It and Like It podcast. My name is Jesse Blanco, the voice of food for Savannah and Hilton Head Island. We'll catch you next time. Have a good one.
Baby, what's your name? Yo. See, I'm a regular here and I know most of this ragged band of thieves. But you're the sweetest thing ever to pass my eye in this place, I do believe. Maybe it's just a coincidence or just something I perceive. Even though you're laughing at hanging with your girls, your eyes keep passing back to me. Yo, move your body, girl. You wanna add a car. Wine it up like a West Indian, got a cannibal. You know, want nothing in your honor to shock ya. Wine for me, waste till you fill up.